From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us today as we spend time around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need.
Let's all unite our hearts together in prayer. Our Father and our God, we come into thy presence in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise thee for the privilege that we have, though we are creatures of dust and ashes, and yet we can come right into the presence of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and through the merit of his blood. And we praise thee, Lord, for the love of God in Christ. We praise thee that God so loved the world. He gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And we praise thee for the gospel today, and Lord, we rejoice that it's full and free to the whosoever who call on the name of the Lord. So be with us as we worship thee today, and we pray, Lord, that the words that are spoken here will go down to the honor and glory of the Lord and the salvation of precious souls. We ask these things in Jesus' name and for his glory. Amen. We're turning for a scripture reading to the book of Romans, chapter 10, and commencing at verse 4. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall ascend into the deep? That is to bring Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen, and God will add his blessing to the reading of his truth. We're going to sing that lovely gospel hymn, Come Ye Sinners, Poor and Needy.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here and to have the opportunity to turn again today to the Word of God and to Romans chapter 10, and thinking particularly of verse 13, one of those wonderful verses of Holy Scripture that has been a great means of blessing and comfort and assurance to God's people, and also a verse that has been greatly used of God as men and women have sought assurance of salvation and sought Christ himself. The Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." In the Word of God, God speaks to us. This book, the Bible, is God's revelation to men and women. And we're so thankful for the Word of God that we have, and we can read it even in our own language. And I often think if God speaks about something in his Word, and he mentions it once, how important it is to hear the voice of God and to know God's mind on the subject. But in this verse of Scripture, we are reminded that three times in Holy Scripture, God has recorded these words. Way back in the Old Testament Scriptures and the prophecy of Joel, the prophet Joel in chapter 2 and verse 32 said, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And when the Apostle Peter preached that great sermon on the day of Pentecost, Peter preached and he quoted the prophet Joel, and again he mentioned these wonderful words, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And now the Apostle Paul, in this great epistle to the Romans, Paul takes the same verse and writes it again for our learning and for our edification. "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." The Bible tells us that all men need to be saved. In fact, in this great epistle of Paul to the Romans, Paul tells how the children of Israel, the Hebrew people, how although they had the law and they had the prophets and they had the priesthood, and although they had so many privileges like the tabernacle and later the temple, yet Paul concludes and he says that they are under sin and they all have sinned. And speaking then about the other nations and the Gentiles, he tells us that they are without the law and yet they also are sinners before God. In fact, the Bible says there in verse 12, "For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, and the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him." All men need to be saved. Men cannot save themselves. But thank God, God has provided a means and a way of salvation, that a holy God may be reconciled to poor, guilty, lost, sinful men and women. And the Bible says here, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." I want you to notice that in that text of Scripture, the Bible reminds us of a universal opportunity. For it says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord." As Paul says about men and women in their sins, whether they be Jew or Gentile, the Scripture says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." For there's no difference. The Bible says, "As by one man sin entered into the world and death by sin, so death has passed upon all men in that all have sinned." But thank God, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We're so thankful today that north, south, east, or west, whether from the Orient or the Occident, the gospel is offered freely to men and women. There is no racial barrier. There is no social barrier. There is no geographical barrier. There is no educational barrier. The Bible says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. John Bunyan, that great saint of God who gave us Pilgrim's Progress, John Bunyan, commenting on this verse, said, "I'm so glad that God didn't say if John Bunyan would call upon the name of the Lord, John Bunyan would be saved. For he said, immediately I would think to myself, am I the John Bunyan God is speaking about? Are there many other people by the name of John Bunyan in this world? Are there many people who have lived in past generations by the name of John Bunyan?" Oh, he says, "I'm so glad that God says whosoever, for he says that whosoever means me." And the Bible reminds us that one day in heaven, out of every kindred, out of every tongue, out of every tribe, out of every nation, there will be men and women who have come to know Christ, who have simply called upon the name of the Lord. So there is a universal opportunity presented here in verse 13. You'll notice also there is an unmistakable simplicity spoken of in the verse. For the Bible says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord." All it takes is for someone to call upon the name of the Lord. There are many great religions in this world. They have set men and women about doing many various different things in order to merit or to try and find salvation. But we are reminded that even a little child can call. And God says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Salvation is not to be found in a particular creed. It's not to be found in a particular denomination. It's not through some ceremony that a church or a minister or a priest can perform. But salvation is in Christ and in Christ alone. The Bible reminds us that there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved than the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The angel said, "Call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." There is no other name. There is no other mediator, for the Bible says there is but one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. And there is no other way, because Jesus says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." But you'll notice the unmistakable simplicity of the gospel of Christ. Whosoever shall call. I often think about the great libraries in this world. Think about the Bible colleges, the theological seminaries, and think about all the books that have been written explaining salvation, explaining the existence of God, explaining the great doctrines of the faith. And yet the most wonderful thing about the Bible is this, that as far as all those intricate things are concerned, and all those problems and things that perplex us that are so complicated, God makes salvation simple for the sinner. Jesus spoke to a woman one day at the well, and he said, "If you drink of the water, you'll thirst again. But if you drink of the water that I shall give you, you will never thirst again." Jesus said, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved." So therefore, salvation is described as entering through a door. It's described as taking a drink of water. That's why the psalmist says, "I will take the cup of salvation." Isaiah says, "Drink from the wells of salvation." Enter in to God's salvation. Whosoever shall call. Think of the Apostle Peter. As Peter followed the Lord Jesus Christ, we read in the Gospels of a day when Peter stepped out of the boat to walk upon the water to come to to the Lord Jesus Christ. But as he was walking upon the water and making his way toward the Savior, he saw the waves, he felt the wind, and he began to sink. And he cried out very simply, but oh, so sincerely from the heart, Lord, save me. And the Lord reached forth his hand and saved him. And thank God for so many down through the years who have prayed that simple prayer or a similar prayer and just cried from their heart of hearts, Lord, save me. There is an unmistakable simplicity about salvation. It's like going through the door. It's like taking a drink of cold water. It's like receiving a gift. Someone may purchase a gift for you. They may wrap it up. They come, they present it to you, and all you have to do is receive it and be thankful and appreciate it. And the Bible says, as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. To receive the Lord Jesus Christ, to receive the gift. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So there's a universal opportunity. It's for the whosoever. There is an unmistakable simplicity. For whosoever shall call. But then the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. Oh, salvation is in Christ. Salvation is in a unique personality. The Son of God and God the Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The great English Baptist preacher, Charles Haddon Spurgeon, said, my faith rests not in what I am, or shall be, or feel, or know. But my faith rests in what Christ is, in what he has done, and what he is doing now for me. We're so thankful today for the object of our faith, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So thankful that he came into the world, that he was born in Bethlehem of Judea, that he lived a perfect, impeccable and sinless life. And then one day at the old rugged cross of Calvary, he took our sins in his own body on the tree. The hymn writer says, all my iniquities on him were laid, and he bore them all to the tree, and Jesus, the debt of my sins fully paid, he paid the ransom for me. The one who knew no sin was made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And thank God today salvation is not in a denomination, not in a ceremony or ritual, but in a personal, vital, and thank God eternal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, the only Savior of sinners. And when a man or woman comes in simple childlike faith and in repentance and turns from their sin and turns to Christ and cries out, Lord, save me, thank God they receive salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thank God there is an unbreakable security in the gospel of Christ. There's so many folk who say, I would love to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. But oftentimes I wonder, would I be able to live? Would I be able to go on? Would I be able to progress in the Christian life? But thank God the one who is able and mighty to save to the very uttermost, all them that come unto God by him. He is able to keep, as the hymn writer says, he will keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. The Lord Jesus said in John's Gospel, chapter 10 and verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I thank God for that wonderful word of assurance found here in Romans, and the words of our Savior himself in John 10. He gives us eternal life. Whosoever shall call shall be saved. And that's the wonder of the gospel, that the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, should suffer and die upon the cross of Calvary. And thank God, on the third day he rose again. And the Bible says he rose again for our justification, that if we would believe on him, receive him, call upon him, the Bible says we shall be saved. It's our prayer that you may come today and receive our Savior as your own and personal Savior too. You may take the sinner's place and pray the sinner's prayer and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your life to make you a child of God. For if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Let's just bow together in a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank thee again today for the simplicity of the gospel of Christ. We thank thee that the gospel and the Lord Jesus Christ is freely offered as the gospel is preached. And we pray that men and women may come to know him whom to know is life eternal. To this end, bless thy word, for we ask all these things in our Savior's name and for God's eternal glory. Amen.
Thank you for spending some time with us today around the Word of God. We look forward to joining with you next time as we seek to let the Bible speak once again. For further information, visit our website at ltbs.tv.